RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time feeding you some more football, NFL lunch style. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Ravens win Saturday. Keep their hopes alive to get to the postseason. Then Cleveland did them a major solid yesterday, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Tyler Huntley, after the win, was asked by the media what John Harbaugh's message was to the team heading into a do-or-die game. He said, don't screw it up.
You've been preaching that. We know what we got to do. We got to go win. So, you know, it wasn't nothing short. I wrote that in my notes. So we got to go win this weekend. And that's what we did.
You know, short and sweet for Tyler Huntley.
Right.
Sure, John got a little more detailed into the importance of the. I'm sure there were some metaphors thrown out there before
right.
kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, look, we didn't even really talk about what the most just devastating outcome could have been is that the Ravens do what they did Saturday night. They win in the same fashion that they did, and that the Steelers take care of business like they should have yesterday, eliminating the Ravens in the process. And that the conversation we're having today is a eulogy for the Ravens season, but also would be coming off the heels of Derrick Henry doing what he did, which then came off the heels of what he didn't do or didn't get the chance to do the week prior. So we were very close to having a very different conversation today, which would have been centered entirely around, all right, this guy that you just gave 36 carries in this game couldn't get a single carry in the fourth quarter a week prior. We say that now, you know, it's, all right, what are you complaining about? No harm, no foul. You got back. The game matters in week 18 no matter what. But no, this was almost a massive collapse on Harbaugh's part to screw up what happened in the fourth quarter a week ago. And that you could have had what in his mind could have been a make good, right, with the Derrick Henry stuff, but it would have been for no reason. So I don't know what he tells the team. You know, if it's cliche, if it's short and sweet, if it's long winded, anything in between, I don't think it matters. That every player in that locker room knew what was at stake, and they also knew that what should have been the reality is that Coach almost cost us the season.
Well, what did he say after the game? Let's find out together. Here's John Harbaugh himself when the question was, well, what was your post-game message, John?
The heart of the message is just how much I'm proud. It's like my dad texts after every single win, and he said, this may be your team's greatest win ever. He says it every week. And every week he's right. And he's especially right this week, too. And that's how I started off the meeting after we prayed and gave glory and honor to where it belongs. This was probably our greatest win ever. I'd have to quote my dad on that one.
He's the coach, so I don't want to question that. But greatest win ever, at least for this past Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
I've heard him pull that out before. The stuff about his dad, that's your greatest win ever. I mean,
Does he text him when Derrick Henry doesn't touch the ball in the fourth quarter? Does he talk about those?
Boy, it should be, that was your worst loss you've ever had. What the hell is the matter with you? Every loss is the worst. Every win is the best. No, it was full Harbaugh on full display there. That was, if you put Harbaugh into an AI program and said, give me a post-game message, that's what it would spit out.
All right, let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, John Harbaugh going to meet with the media later on this afternoon. Let's go to Rodney in East Baltimore. Rodney, thanks for holding. What is happening? Rodney. Right, no Rodney. Let's go to John in South Jersey. John, what's going on?
I sometimes think that thoughts and prayers work in the NFL.
Well, if that's what got it done, then that's what got it done, man. Who are we to complain?
Well, I think that if you're praying for a loss, then you're gonna get the win. But if you're praying for the win, which we all hope for, you're gonna get the loss.
So is that one of those thank
reverse
you for the call?
Lock, yeah.
One of those the Lord works in mysterious ways.
I don't.
Mentality.
Well, you know what we didn't get this year from Harbaugh, and I'm very disappointed because Christmas is now past us. We didn't get one single Advent mention from John Harbaugh this year, and that's always been a staple of his December press conferences, citing the Advent, the story of all that, and applying that to his football team.
Again, I'm not the most overly religious guy. No. I am Catholic. I've been in confession in forever. I like to think the big guys got more important things to do than worry about who's winning a football game on a Saturday night Lambeau Field.
Maybe
does that mean he hates the Packers? That Matt LaFleur didn't pray hard enough?
I don't know. About the refs thing at the end of the Steelers-Browns game. I don't know. Depending on how you feel about that missed call, one could say that it required divine intervention to have such a bad call.
I don't know. You know, when my prayer is going to be answered about hitting that power ball that went to somebody in Arkansas. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, what's happening here on this Victory Monday?
Thank you for taking my call, and happy early New Year to both of you guys.
Yeah, you too.
So I have two questions. One is, when do they find out who's refereeing the game? That's the first question. And the second question is, what's the difference between where Brian Billick was terminated versus, like, what was the reason his termination came in? What's the difference between him and Harbaugh? Like, I hope I'm giving you the question for you to understand what I mean. Like, because they both were Super Bowl winning coaches, but one got let go, and the other one is still hanging on. Like, for why?
All right, hey Chris, thanks for the call. And we'll investigate the referees for Sunday's game. Well, the Harbaugh versus Billick thing to me is simple. Bisciotti didn't hire Billick. Previous regime did. And before the 06 season, when the Ravens were coming off a disappointing 2005, Steve Bisciotti, correct me if I'm wrong, people who remember, sat up there in the preseason or post-mortem of the year, basically saying, if Brian Billick doesn't win this year, 06, he's getting fired. Then they wound up going 13-3, lost in the first round of playoffs to the Colts, unfortunately. Then bottomed out in 2007, and he got whacked. Steve Bisciotti hired Brian Billick. And sometimes, as we see in all walks of life, Nolan, that the guy or lady, person, I don't know what the hell is the correct term anymore, hires you will probably give you a little more leeway than if you were inherited from a previous regime here.
I think that's part of it. Won't dispute that. To the caller's point, I do think there are some similarities in Billick's last season, 07, and what's happened to the Ravens this year. Not just underachieving on the field, but at least from what I remember at the time, there seemed to be a message or the sentiment that Billick lost the locker room in some regards, or lost control. His voice wasn't exactly the loudest at that point.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm getting paid no matter what happens. You got it. Something like along those
that,
lines.
And you know, the really tough loss to the undefeated Patriots on Monday Night Football, and they had a chance to win late. And who was it that called the timeout? I think Rex called the timeout from the sideline on the play that they got the stop. And you could see immediately the players yelling at the sideline, "What are you doing? What the hell?" Like, there was very much discontent.
Bart Scott with the projectile, the helmet, right?
The flag. He threw the ref's flag, right?
I think his helmet went with it.
Anyway.
And not only blew that game, they lost to the winless Dolphins that too. Year.
But anyway, so I think there's, if he lost the locker room then, I think there's been some seeds planted of that this year. I'm not going to come right out and say that, oh, he has no control over this locker room, because to be fair, publicly, the players haven't turned this into a bash fest of Harbaugh doesn't know what he's doing. He's not in turn bashing the players. But there was that piece from the banner earlier this year when the going was tough. You start 1-5 and players or whoever it was, anonymous sources showing, you know, dissatisfaction with the way Monken was calling plays. Now, that's not publicly the players at the podium bashing, but it got out there. That shows that there's a leak. There's a crack in the foundation. Now we have the stuff that Preston wrote the other day. Again, if you want to disagree with Preston's opinion about what the Ravens should or shouldn't do with Lamar Jackson, that's fine. But the essence of the article that backed up what led to his opinion was that there is a disconnect between Harbaugh and Lamar itself. That, to me, is a crack in the foundation. That, to me, shows that he doesn't have 100% control over this locker room. So, again, long-winded here, but to get back to the caller's point, if Harbaugh, this is his downfall this year, I think it'll be a combination of two things. One, they miss the playoffs or they get embarrassed in the wild card round. And two, I think it would be some of that stuff that did get out there in the media this year in years past when that didn't happen.
Do we need to hear from Steve Bisciotti this offseason?
No matter,
more
absolutely.
Than we've heard from him in the last 5 years combined.
Coaching change or no coaching change, we got to hear from him.
We'll come back, look at our picks for this past weekend in the NFL. And we got a game tonight. And we're bearing on the standings here, but it's football, and everybody likes to talk about that. We got booze on the line, most importantly. And then we got Jeffrey Simmons from ProFootballTalk.com.
Miles Simmons,
excuse me. If the Ravens don't make the playoffs, will that make them the most disappointing team in the NFL? Or is that already something that the Detroit Lions could call themselves?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to look for the picks here. Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Talk some NFL with him heading into the last game of Week 17. Then a full slate of games, Week 18. Headlined by a couple of games that decide what you got. Seattle, San Francisco, number one seed in the NFC. You got Carolina and Tampa for the NFC South. And Ravens, of course, taking on the Steelers. But let's look at our picks. Booze on the line. I'm assuming I've been mathematically eliminated.
Well, if you weren't before, you are now. Oh. I can tell you that.
All right.
We'll start here with Christmas Day. Cowboys and Commanders, as you mentioned earlier, a little more surprisingly entertaining than anticipated, but all three of us were correct in the end, taking Dallas.
Fun game.
How about Lions and Vikings? The upset of Christmas Day. The Vikings pull off the win, officially kill the Lions. All three of us thought that Detroit had the upper hand here, but not to be.
Yeah, quarterback for the Vikings threw for less than 60 yards. Very young Carolina quarterback, his name is
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, yeah.
Broncos versus Chiefs here. Heavy spread in favor of Denver. They get the job done. All three of us taking them over Kansas City.
Travis Kelce very emotional after the game. Could be his last home game.
I think it will be his last home game.
Sweet.
If I had a hunch. Just a hunch. About time, right?
Now we just get to watch him every Sunday during broadcasting.
Him and his brother. Texans versus Chargers, the first game on Saturday. We had this one on at Barrel House Live. Very entertaining. Texans get the job done. Vinny, the only one to take them. You and I had the Chargers.
Yeah, I figured L.A. would handle their business at home. It sounded like a lot of Texans fans. Talk about a team that has no home field advantage. It's the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Even the Rams to a lesser extent, but the Chargers, move back to San Diego. Get it over with. I guess it's too late for them.
Steelers versus Browns, all three of us extremely elated to be wrong about this one. I mean, I think I even said, quote, it doesn't matter what the Ravens do Saturday. The Steelers are going to roll here. It doesn't matter that DK Metcalf is missing. They should still roll over the Browns. Well, what do I know? Never been more happy to be wrong.
Yeah, they rolled over all right.
Yeah. Saints versus Titans here. Shuck had another one.
All shucks,
there,
baby. Coming from behind to win that game, too. They were down big early.
It was the Titans, but a win nonetheless. Jaguars versus Colts here. Vinny taking the Colts. Took a chance with them, but the Jaguars, a little comeback effort. They were actually trailing in this one.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers, yeoman's work as 44-year-old quarterback, but that season, which was, what, 8-2? Indianapolis at one time, the top seed in the conference, don't even make the playoffs. So, disappointing end to which looked like a promising season for them. And Jacksonville just continues. They keep on keeping on.
Next one here. I don't even know what you say about Tampa at this point. Taking on the Dolphins, all three of us taking the Buccaneers, because obviously if they win, as we know, the Panthers go on to lose. We'll get to that game in a second. Could have been very advantageous for the Buccaneers, but they can't get it done, man. I mean, they are just an absolute free fall right now, losing 7 of their last 8, 4 in a row. They stink.
Yeah, Bucky Irving, since he's come back from injury, has been a zero factor. Baker's been turning the ball over, 2 picks, fumbled a couple of times yesterday. What does this mean for Todd Bowles? Gacking away a golden opportunity to win the division.
Cardinals versus Bengals highlighted this earlier during Notes from the North, but Joe Burrow looks good once again. Not so good defense by Arizona, but a win nonetheless. I mean, pretty much everything we expected. All three of us were right. Burrow was going to roll. He's going to look fine, put up flashy stats. But it's been the story of their entire season.
Yeah, hey, they're scary in December, Cincinnati, but it's September, October, November where you have to worry about them.
Massive blowout in this one. Patriots manhandled the Jets. One last send-off against their division rival.
Drake May, 5 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs got one of those things. I think Drake May is right now the leader, and rightfully so, for most valuable player in the National Football League. The Jets.
Keep an eye on those odds. If he is the betting favorite, I mean, yesterday's performance would obviously be the biggest strength in that. We'll see what Stafford does tonight. But
sure.
Honestly, looking at the stats between those two, and Drake May's been phenomenal this year, I really don't think it should be close. I mean, I think Stafford should run away with this. And even if he has a not-so-good game tonight or a not-so-good game next week, if he even plays next week, we'll see what happens there in terms of resting. Just touchdown disparity, yardage disparity will still be there. I don't think it's close. I think this is Stafford and should be a runaway vote.
I don't know, Nolan McGraw. We will see what the voters decide. Last year, we thought Lamar was a lock for it. Then he got named first team All-Pro, figured he was definitely a lock for it, and he didn't win.
Let's see. All three of us picked the Patriots, of course. Seahawks versus Panthers. Bob, you took the Panthers here, and I was even kind of flirting with it, but ultimately went back to Seattle. Defense there, stout as usual.
Yeah, Bryce Young, he had a bad game throwing the football. McMillan, my boy, the wide receiver from Arizona, was held to one catch, and not even Rico Dowdle could save the Panthers. But Sam Darnold turned the ball over 2 times yesterday. Keep an eye on that once we get into January.
It's been there all season long.
Yeah.
Giants versus Raiders, the number one pick on the line. Vinny and Bob took the Giants. I took the Raiders to try to make up some of the ground that I was missing from Vinny there in the standings. And boy, am I kicking myself over that one. Why in the hell would I pick the Raiders under any circumstances, especially when I actually lean towards the Giants, but I'm doing it just for the purposes of picks. I'm talking too much.
Yeah.
Giants win the toilet bowl. Raiders get the number one pick.
Yeah, don't hate the player, hate the game. Giants, puffy pants, the Raiders in that matchup, in which I think the Giants need a franchise quarterback. The Raiders certainly do, but there might not be that guy in this year's draft.
Eagles versus Bills. It was close. Close enough to be entertaining down to the very end. Game on the line when they went for it there. Go for the 2-point conversion. But Josh Allen and the Bills came up short. All three of us took the Bills here. I did not see this being as much of an offensive struggle as it was for them. But that Philly defense, if they were going to repeat, it would be the defense that gets it done.
Yeah, Josh Allen had Shakur in the end zone wide open for a chance to win a 2-point conversion. He missed him. So Philadelphia, good for you, getting a win on the road against the Bills with that loss, and New England's win, Patriots win the East.
And then an absolute thriller on Sunday Night Football. 49ers conquer the Bears. They hold on late. Bob, you took the Bears, Vinny and I with the Niners. So Ravens versus Packers to round it out. All three of us took the Packers. We don't have to revisit the scores. We were all way off, as it, you would probably imagine. So updated standings here. I've lost another game. I'm now 5 back of Vinny. I think not mathematically eliminated, but I'm going to have to pick some games that I don't want to pick next week. That's the point. And you're 22 back. So you are absolutely mathematically eliminated.
Yeah, I've been Derrick Henry for a while here. 22 off the pace. Tonight, Rams at Atlanta. L.A. laying 7 on the road.
So we're talking about this during the break. We're trying to figure out what exactly this means for the Rams. And in the grand scheme of things, probably not much at all. I mean, they can't fall down to the 7 seed. We know they can't win the division, so this is between being the 5 seed and the 6 seed. You're going on the road no matter what. Doesn't matter there. But I would think that they'd still have enough here to beat a lowly Falcons team, a team that very much has nothing to play for right now. So, you know, you can argue what this means for L.A., but even still, I think they should be able to take care of the Falcons.
For you know what, to giggles, I'm going to take Atlanta. Kirk Cousins showing a pulse here the last couple of weeks. He's gotten Kyle Pitts involved. We'll see if Bijan Robinson can put on a show on national television. When we come back, Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Ravens Steelers for the championship. Panthers, Buccaneers for the championship. And who is the most disappointing team in the NFL as we're just a week away from wrapping up the regular season? Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on 105.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Miles Simmons. Miles, belated Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year in advance.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yes, same to you. Happy holidays for sure.
All right, now as we wrap up week 17, head into week 18, for you, as we look at the season, try to anyway as closely as we can in a limited amount of time, what's more surprising, that Denver and New England and Jacksonville are the top three seeds in the AFC, or that the Chiefs, the Lions, and possibly the Ravens won't even be in the playoffs?
Oh, I would definitely say it's the latter. I mean, you know, I wasn't necessarily thinking that the Chiefs would be bad this year. And, you know, by some metrics, they're not bad, right? But I didn't necessarily think that they would go on necessarily to win another Super Bowl, or at least be in the Super Bowl, because they've played more football in Kansas City than any other team over the last, really, you know, 7-8 years, right? I mean, going back to when Mahomes just became a starter. And at some point, that's going to catch up with you, and I think we saw that it did this year. But I'm surprised by the way the Lions have struggled. I mean, the way that Jared Goff turned the football over, you know, on Christmas Day, it really was reminiscent of his 2020 season with the Los Angeles Rams, where, you know, afterward, Sean McVay was saying that January of 2021, yeah, Jared Goff is our quarterback right now. And then we saw what happened. They went out, they go get Matthew Stafford. I'm surprised by the regression that we've seen with Detroit. And, you know, with Baltimore, look, I mean, Lamar Jackson has not been healthy throughout the course of the season, but I think it's fair to have been surprised by some of the defensive struggles that the Ravens have had. And, you know, I think the Ravens are kind of fortunate that they are now in a win and in situation, you know, going into week 18, because I would not have expected that, but I didn't expect Baltimore to have 8 losses, you know, in the 2025 season. And I didn't expect that from the Lions either. So I would say that those teams, those two teams specifically being bad, are, or at least, you know, with 2 of the 3 with Kansas City out of the playoffs, that does surprise me more.
Another big matchup this Saturday night, the 1 seed in the NFC on the line when the Niners and the Seahawks meet, and a lot of people playing out that hypothetical scenario where the Niners might not have to pack a bag at all through the entire postseason if they get that 1 seed. The Super Bowl is being played in their stadium, but if they want to get there, got to get past Seattle first. When you look at these two teams, what's different or maybe not so different about them now than when they last met, which was all the way back in week 1, believe it or not?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you look at the way the season has gone for San Francisco. You have so many injuries, and I think when your two top defensive players are out, you know, guys like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, and because they're so good, you just don't really expect that team to have as much success as the 49ers have had over the course of the season. I mean, the fact that they are going to be playing for the number 1 overall seed and the NFC West crown, and the Rams will not, you know, even before they take the field tonight against the Atlanta Falcons, the Rams can at best be the number 5 seed in the NFC. And the Rams have been one of the best teams that we've seen all year. I think that speaks to the coaching of Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh as defensive coordinator and how they've been able to keep everybody together. The problem, though, with the 49ers, and I think we saw this somewhat last night, they just do not have the same kind of caliber pass rush as we are accustomed to seeing, especially with Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator. And yeah, a lot of that, I think, goes back to the fact that Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are out right now. And so because of that, I think Seattle does have a slight advantage, even though they will be going on the road to Santa Clara this weekend. You know, I just feel like the way that Seattle plays defense is going to cause problems for Brock Purdy. And if you can't pressure Sam Darnold, which the 49ers have they're having a hard time generating pressure, especially without sending extra rushers, then that's also going to make things easier for Darnold, who has, you know, turned the ball over a lot. And that's going to be one of their Achilles heels, I think, in the postseason, no matter if the Seahawks are on the road or at home, if they get the number 1 overall seed. But I've been impressed with both of those clubs, you know, throughout the course of the season. I do think that as long as Sam Darnold doesn't turn the ball over, the Seahawks should be the favorites to win the NFC. However, you know, that's a significant if when you're talking about Sam Darnold, who's had those turnover issues going back to the time where he was playing in the Coliseum at USC.
Now, a team that I'm still trying to figure out as we head into week 18, I mean, are they real or are they not, is the Eagles. You know, you look at their entire season, they have some good wins. Yesterday was one of them. They beat the Rams. They beat the Packers, other NFC playoff teams there. But they've lost to the Broncos, the Bears, the Chargers. It's really been a mixed bag this year. But you watch the way that defense played yesterday against the good Bills offense and Josh Allen kind of holding him to what they did. I mean, do you still view them as legit to defend as reigning Super Bowl champs? You know, can they get it done purely on the defense?
Yeah, you know, I look at the Eagles and I think this. I think they've got a Super Bowl caliber defense, and they've obviously got a Super Bowl caliber defensive coordinator, and I have no clue what to think about them on offense from week to week and even from quarter to quarter sometimes, because, I mean, I don't know what their offensive philosophy is. Saquon Barkley has not been the same guy, in large part because their offensive line hasn't been the same. They've struggled a little bit off on offense without Lane Johnson. They're all-world really right tackle. And if you can't have those things going, right, that offense is predicated on the run game, or at least it was under Kellen Moore last year when they won the Super Bowl, then you're going to have a tougher time moving the ball. And the way Jalen Hurts is playing, sometimes he understands what he's seeing, sometimes he doesn't. I mean, they really could not move the ball at all in the second half yesterday, which is part of why the Bills were still in that game basically until the final play. So I don't really know what to think about Philadelphia other than their defense is Super Bowl caliber. And if they can lean on that defense and they can induce teams into making mistakes, then yeah, they can repeat as Super Bowl champions. But if teams are executing and they're moving the ball down the field, and then when they get to the red zone, they are making the necessary plays, then it's going to be really hard for the Eagles to keep up in the postseason, because they just are not generating much offense. And I was at that game at SoFi Stadium against the Chargers a few weeks back. And, you know, when you're in the press box, you know, you can see things a little bit better and a little bit differently. And you could just tell that Jalen Hurts had no idea what he was looking at for large stretches of that game. And then when he threw the game-ending interception afterwards, he says, well, I knew it was going to be a tight window throw, which makes you say, well, dude, why are you making a tight window throw in that situation in overtime? So based on the way the scheme hasn't been working, the decisions that Jalen Hurts sometimes have not been very, very good, I have a lot of questions about their offense, but their defense, man, that defense is good enough that they could carry them to the Super Bowl.
Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, what's happening on the website? Is there, what, one game in week 17 left, and then all sorts of drama coming up in the next 7 to 10 days, not only with the games and playoff bursts being decided, but maybe some coaches being asked to leave and never to return.
Yes. Yes, yes. And it's interesting, too, because we heard something from Marcus Freeman, obviously the coach at Notre Dame right now, who had been one of the favorites to take the Giants job, but it doesn't look like that is going to happen. You can read all about that at ProFootballTalk.com.
Miles, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Week 18, and we'll talk to you before the playoffs. Happy New Year to you and the family.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, too.
You got it. Miles Simmons, everyone. And as he just said, Marcus Freeman sticking around in South Bend, at least for another year. Or at least for today. Who knows what happens over the next few hours. We'll come back, go to the fun house, then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Ravens have saved their season, at least for another week. Is that good enough for you? And has Mike Elias done enough to save the Orioles starting rotation? Does he need to add more? We got a lot to get to here on The Fan.
Quick Draw's Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this texter here, not happy with Zach Orr in the defensive effort. Says Zach Orr can make any opponent look credible. It's all his scheme. Defensive backs playing 7 to 10 yards off the snap. Giving the targets a free release every single time. It's all soft coverage. It's all soft zone. Defensive backs don't have any time to react or recover. He's been doing it all year. Rodgers, trust me, will look much better than he did yesterday. He'll look much better this Sunday.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. Malik Willis looked like Aaron Rodgers in 2008, dicing up that Ravens secondary. Rodgers hadn't thrown an air ball over 20 yards for a month prior to that Ravens game, and he threw, what, 4-3 that I can recall in that one. But, boy, he played like crap yesterday. So maybe Zach Orr can get some hints from Schwartzy, figure out a way to make that preventable.
And the personnel has to be a part of it. Like, say what you want about, you know, what the, you know, Malik had at his disposal the other day, or really any of the Packers' weapons, but even if you don't know their names or they're not exactly what you would consider top wide receivers, it's better than what the Steelers are operating Sunday.
Christian Watson's a hell of a player. I mean, he just can't stay healthy. And, you know, Dobbs with the giant helmet, you know, he can make some plays from time to time.
Jim checking in here says, if Lamar doesn't practice a full week, I feel like Snoop would give the better chance as a starter. Lamar sometimes can come out flat after a few missed games.
I'm going to go ahead and say kind of a cliche thing. Well, you know, if he can't get motivated for a playoff game, Lamar I'm talking about, he can't get motivated. If he's healthy, he's practicing this week.
Mm-hmm.
And would it be an egregious mistake on Harbaugh's part if Lamar doesn't practice all week and then throws him out there on a Sunday night against the Steelers?
Well, that's where the tough decision would
if
come in.
Lamar says, I could play.
Right.
You got to play him.
I think. Yeah.
But he's got to practice. At least do a walkthrough.
Huh? Well, so to the full week comment, we know that that's not the reality because he's been missing at least one practice for over a month.
Two straight months.
You know, come Wednesday this week, because we're back on a normal week schedule, if he's not there on Wednesday, all the alarms are going to sound, but I would still be looking more at Thursday as the more important day.
Sure.
To me, at least. How about one more quick one here? Texter says, I know you said Lamar's contract is the top priority for the offseason, but I think my first order of business would be to move on from Marlon Humphrey. He's never looked worse than he did on Saturday night, and still has the audacity to hop on Instagram Live after the win and pull those antics. Get this guy out of here.
All right, he's going to be a priority one way or another. Do you position change him? They're going to have to reallocate some money, make him a safety. If they lose to the Steelers, their first order of business might be looking for a new head coach.
Probably.
That'll be, and Jerry Coleman said it, you've talked about it, others. Even if Tomlin, Harbaugh, one of them's going to make the playoffs, but if they're one and done, there could be changes either way. Because fan bases are fatigued, and maybe, most importantly, ownership and front offices, too.
But yeah, real quick on Humphrey, cap hit is over $26 million next year. So this is, I mean, people have been calling this even when he, before Saturday.
Right.
That, you know, a cut was coming here.
That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow with Turn It Up Tuesday. For Mike Pope, Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney, Inside Access. Coming up next, Ravens. They survived to play another meaningful game. That's this Sunday against the Steelers. Are you feeling at least a little bit better about that? And what about Mike Elias, the job he's done with the rotation? We'll get in all of that and more. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, last dismiss.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.